Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. Your pal Jake Carter here, ready to pump you up with a dose of motivation and some seriously helpful strategies for life. Now, I know we're all about that physical movement, getting those endorphins pumping, but today, let's dive into something equally important. Mindful eating. Ever notice how food can be more than just fuel? It can become this emotional roller coaster, right? Comfort food cravings when you're down, binge eating after a stressful day, or maybe even using food to distract yourself from tough feelings. We've all been there, but what if I told you there's a way to change that script? What if we could learn to eat with intention, savor each bite, and actually use food to nourish our bodies and our minds? That's what we're exploring today. Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can seriously level up your relationship with food. First off, listen to your body. Seriously, this one is fundamental. Think about it. Your body communicates constantly through hunger cues, fullness signals, and even cravings. It's like a language waiting to be decoded. Pay attention to those subtle whispers instead of relying on the clock or external pressures. When you genuinely feel hungry, eat. When you're comfortably satisfied, stop. No more guilt-tripping yourself for enjoying a delicious meal. Remember, food is meant to nourish and fuel us, not be an enemy. Next up, slow down and savor. I know, it sounds like we're talking about meditation here, but bear with me. The average person gobbles down their meals in record time, barely tasting anything. Imagine this. Instead of shoveling food into your mouth, take a moment to appreciate the aroma, the texture, the colors on your plate. Chew slowly, notice each flavor, and truly enjoy the experience. This mindful approach not only enhances your enjoyment but also aids digestion and helps you feel more satisfied with less food. Third, ditch the distractions. Phones down, TV off, no scrolling through social media while you eat. Give yourself a focused attention on the meal in front of you. When we're distracted, we tend to overeat and miss those crucial fullness signals. So, create a dedicated eating space, free from distractions, and allow yourself to be fully present in the moment. Now, let's talk about emotional eating. We all have those moments when stress, sadness, or boredom tempt us to reach for comfort food. But what if we could find healthier ways to manage those emotions? Try journaling, taking a walk, practicing mindfulness techniques, or connecting with loved ones instead of turning to food as a temporary fix. It takes time and effort, but learning to regulate your emotions effectively will ultimately lead to a healthier relationship with food. And finally, be kind to yourself. This journey is about progress, not perfection. There will be days when you slip up, but that's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just acknowledge it, learn from the experience, and get back on track. Remember, consistency is key, not rigidity. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're having a tough day at work, deadlines are looming, and all you want to do is escape into a bag of chips. Sound familiar? But instead of reaching for the unhealthy snacks, you pause, take a few deep breaths, and decide to nourish your body with a healthy salad. You savor each bite, paying attention to the textures and flavors, and notice how the food actually makes you feel more energized and focused. That's the power of mindful eating. It's about making conscious choices that benefit both your physical and mental well-being. It's not about deprivation or restrictions. It's about building a healthy relationship with food that nourishes your body and soul. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these tips into your daily routine and see the amazing difference they can make. Listen to your body, savor each bite, ditch the distractions, manage those emotions, and be kind to yourself throughout this journey. Remember, taking control of your eating habits is a powerful way to take charge of your overall well-being. Want to share your mindful eating experiences? Drop a comment below, join the conversation on our social media channels, or leave a review. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep moving forward, one mindful bite at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.